Thanks, Susanna. No mai, hoki mai. This is Checkpoint. Ko Lisa Owen tēnei. Ko taku hoa in INA, ko Nona Peltier. Hey, Nona, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Does that seem like a good celebration for a gold medal?
I'm sure it's delicious.
But not my taste.
Okay, let's move on to business. Business confidence. It seems to have taken, well, a bit of a hit with the midwinter blues. What's going on?
Yes, well, it looks like there's a bit of a dilemma here for the Reserve Bank. So pessimism is coming back into the business confidence survey. And at the same time, inflation expectations are also increasing. Those two things don't go well together, let's just say. So the Reserve Bank is going to have to try and balance that off. On one hand, the net 4% of businesses saying that they expect the economy will get worse. And on their outlook, it fell net 6 percentage points to 26% are expecting their own positions to get worse. That's a quarter. That's quite a large number. So that means that the Reserve Bank is going to be reviewing the official cash rate next month. The market had been expecting the Reserve Bank to raise that, but with a pessimistic outlook, it could be quite difficult. On the other hand, the latest part of this survey that took place late in the month showed the expectations for inflation was 3.3% and that prices were going up because of all sorts of other costs. And it was more than just shipping costs, which are sort of one time could pass. Yeah, so we'll watch this space, I guess.
Let's talk about New Zealand's largest life insurance company. This is AIA, and it is admitted making false or misleading statements to customers. I mean, what were they telling people?
Well, you might recall there was a review taking place of the insurance industry by the Reserve Bank Financial Markets Authority, and this has sort of thrown up quite a lot of these types of issues. So I guess during the process, this particular insurance company noted that they had made some mistakes in the way they were communicating with their customers. So some of the things that they were doing was charging premiums on canceled policies and at the same time treating some policies as if they were terminated when they should have remained in force. That was among some of the things that the insurance company admitted to. Now, this is the largest life insurance company. So the Financial Markets Authority took them to the High Court anyway, where they've admitted this, and they're saying, okay, look, here's the deal. We want them. They've saved us the cost of a trial. We think that the fine should be about $700,000. And this isn't going to be the end of it. There are a lot more types of admissions to come from other insurance companies.
Let's take a spin around the markets, Nona.
Yeah, interesting. We were a bit sluggish through some of the morning, and then we picked up a bit with Asia feeling a little bit more positive following the U.S. Federal Reserve statement, which was going to hold monetary policy where it was staying. But then something remarkable happened. Main Freight came up with a trading update, super strong one. Their share price rose 5% at the end of the day, and we ended up rising. That's the NZX Top 50 Index. It rose 1%, or 134 points to 12,729. So that was a very strong finish. And the dollar steady, 69.7 US cents, 94.5 Australian, and 50 pence.
Kia ora, Nona. That's Nona Peltier with Business News.